Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Len Barker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to second. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabler for the out. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando bunts towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Gantner covering, for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Bernazard scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. the Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is hit by the pitch. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantner moves to third. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0 for 2 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Felder steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter juggles the ball. That's an error on Carter. Felder moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Felder scores. Molitor moves to third. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Krim covering, for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Mark Huseman now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff bunts towards the mound. Huseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Deer moves to second. One out. Robin Yount pinch hits for Glenn Braggs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Mike Felder now playing left field. Rob Deer now playing right field. Robin Yount now playing center field. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Surhoff and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Felder for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's Brewers, 5, Indians, 5. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Bando and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Sviam now playing shortstop. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby bunts towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard strikes out. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Surhoff to Sviam, and Jacoby is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Deer strikes out. One out. Scott Bales now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 6-5, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff moves to second. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Chris Bando. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-4 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Doug Frobel pinch runs for Pat Tabler. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.